You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Hey, that's where I wanna be.
Hey,
hey, living in bed with Nene. Like a celebrity, like me, like me.
All right, look at Stephanie.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 5, Episode 16, Peaches Don't Grow in Hollywood. It's your boy DJ Jesse, joined in studio. Finally, she decided
it's
to
about
show up
time.
Wearing a lovely yellow cashmere top. No, it's not cashmere. But
it's not cashmere, but it's my official AfterBuzz go-to outfit.
Yes, she is. It is Stephanie Bauer back in the building.
Hey,
leave it up to Jesse to call that cashmere.
I just wanted to use some fancy word. I'm not into fashion like that. We have Sir straight out the forest, Sir Mikey Watts with his plaid shirt. I don't know why I wanted to use my SpongeBob Square.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys?
All right.
I got my lumberjack shirt on today.
Sure do. All right. Feminine. And on the phone is the lovely, the gorgeous, the talented Courtney Stewart.
Hello.
Hi, Courtney.
Courtney's hello.
She's very
good. Right. It was so innocent. Hello.
It means she had a long day today.
Pretty much.
And running the ship is the one, the only, Marissa.
What's up, bang, guys? Bang.
All right, so I like this episode. It's very entertaining. The girls are taking a trip to visit Nene. Before they get out there, Nene's planning, you know, making sure that this event at her house is going to be big. They got cheese. They got wine. She's setting up the dining room table.
Hors d'oeuvres. So, she said hors d'oeuvres like 10 times.
I was so confused, though. So she rented that house just for the girls. It wasn't really like she has that house all the time.
No, she rented it for the girls, and I almost think she just rented a floor because she said right up to the fourth floor, which makes sense because that was a gigantic house. So I think she maybe rented the fourth floor, but that's a great idea. It's really nice. And she said, you know, I like my privacy. I don't want anybody staying at my house. And Oprah does the same thing. She never wants people to stay in her house. She always rents.
You see how late they were? I wouldn't want them girls up in my house.
But it was really nice of her to rent it. She could have been like, all right, you guys find your place to go.
Right.
That had to have cost a pretty penny. Well, so it was really nice of her.
I feel like Bravo would have paid for it anyways.
I don't know. They kept saying Nene paid for it.
No, I'm sure Nene set it up. Nene wanted to be real fabulous this trip, so she wanted to show the girls, I am LA, welcome to LA.
I would too.
Why not? You get a nice little new paycheck. You want to cater, make your friends feel catered to and good and show them how good you're living, so why not?
How much is she making
right now? Jesse, when you get rich, you better show it to me that.
No, rent us all a house,
girl,
please.
All right.
How much is she making over there?
A lot of pressure.
Girl, I don't know her facts like that.
I don't know Nene's pockets.
We know. You look it up online and you're
surprising.
Spare time.
I do. We used to know everybody's
network.
Okay,
well, it's got to totally be does. Somewhere between.
I'm sure it's gone up, though, since we last checked.
Well, what was she worth? Like $5-7 million?
I just wonder what the paycheck is for the new normal.
Nene's definitely worth more than $5-7 million.
I don't think so. But whatever.
Anyway.
If you guys hear any wind blowing, Stephanie's being a diva today.
I just wanted
her hair to be gone with the wind.
Oh,
fabulous.
Yeah.
She's pulling a Kenya and Mariah Carey. Speaking of, before we continue going on, this past weekend at the factory in West Hollywood, Kenya Moore took 3 damn days to shoot a video for Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
That's a really long time. Usually they're done in a day, right?
Yeah.
Depending on how fast
maybe
the video
2 days.
Is. I mean...
How what?
But how fancy could this video
Gone
be?
Gone with the Wind.
It couldn't have
Fabulous.
Been that fancy because, first of all, I went around like maybe... I went early. I went like around 11 o'clock. So I figured, you know, I would get there, be there for a couple hours, and then she would show up. I went there. It was dead. And apparently she already been came, went, shot, and left.
Well, shout out to my boy Flex. He actually choreographed the video, so...
I can't
miss your flex.
Maybe we should have waited to after the video to give him that shout out, just in case. I'm just kidding.
Well, he's choreographed for some really big names, so I'm surprised she could afford him. How about them? Apple.
She's worked with Whitney Houston, okay?
Right. Hello. Will Smith.
Oh, my God.
All right. So the girls get to L.A., and Phaedra misses her flight.
Can I just say, I really don't think Phaedra missed her flight, because when she did get there and she walks in the kitchen and she was only talking to one of them, she's like, I know, it's really bummed that I couldn't, or I didn't make it with you guys. Like, she totally missed it on purpose. Totally.
Could have. I thought it was interesting that the girls took a Hummer limo into the Hollywood Hills, and the driver was scared and wanted them to walk up the damn hill. First of all, bitch, you ain't getting paid if you don't complete the job.
But... Courtney, back me up on this one, because I feel like these guys were saying that that girl should have driven that huge Hummer up in the Hollywood Hills. The roads are tiny. There is no way it would have made it.
Not.
And no way it would have made it back around.
I know they're tiny. I'm just saying I've seen limos pulled it off before.
Hummer?
Maybe not a Hummer.
A Hummer, though?
Maybe not a Hummer.
Look, no well, way. If you can't do that, then you should
you
be...
You can barely get an SUV up there for real. Ordered a Hummer limo.
Who was the dumbass that offered Kenya to drive the thing up there, though?
Kenya offered to do it.
I love Kenya. She goes, I'll do it.
I did. You know what? I got to say, though, I did love Kenya for that. She was like, no, y'all can... I can see the space. I can see how you can... If you just do a wide turn... Kenya must be an amazing driver, because this was her third... She done won the go-kart thing a couple of episodes back. She was going to drive the Hummer, and then what was it when they were on the lot?
She drove the boat.
She drove the boat.
Well, yeah, like, I don't want this to sound the wrong way, but Kenya's kind of manly, and I think it's because she's been single for so long. Like, she takes charge, and she's the man. Like, she's like, I'll drive it.
I'll
turn it around. Like, I liked Kenya in a lot of moments in this episode.
I did, too.
Meanwhile, Candy's like a diva laying in the back seat.
Yes.
Seriously.
I liked her up until the end of the episode with
Who?
Kenya.
Oh, Kenya, yeah. But yeah. Candy was all laying in the back seat. Come on.
Look, you know what? And I know some of our fans are going to get into this, but Candy, this season just hasn't been doing it for me.
She misses her boyfriend. She's so lame, and she misses her boyfriend at home. Sorry. I mean, we all did when
Candy.
We first got with our boyfriend or girlfriend. You go out of town, and all you want to be back is home with your boyfriend, but she's being lame.
I love Candy, too. Like, I want Candy to win. I'm not a hater. I want her to win.
Me,
but
too.
She's doing the most. And since I want you to win so much, apparently the Candy Factory decided that they're going to just pop it out in April. It's just, we was wondering where it went. April 9th, Tuesday at 10 p.m. Check it out. Go Candy. Finally.
Yeah. New
Even
series.
Though it looked like you doing it in your basement, girl.
I mean...
yeah, it looks like the town hall.
For real. I'm like, how you trying to compete with X Factor and American Idol, and you working with that type of budget? It's going to be dead.
But you know what? She working with a budget. I'm just going
to
give it
Whatever. She
I'll
should pull a Beyonce and use her own money to make the budget more and make it look like a really good show.
Girl, she probably is using her own money.
Really? She's loaded.
But she does Candy Coated Nights. And I mean, when I tell you.
It looks
and you
bad.
Know what?
That show is.
I need to go back and watch it because maybe it's been upgraded.
Revamped.
But what I saw, I was like, girl, it looked like you're doing this in a school cafeteria. Like,
I thought they were. I could have sworn they were drinking Corbel. Champagne on that show too.
In red cups. With
in red cups.
And when a guest calls,
there's no time.
Wait, but when a guest calls in, they take their cell phone, they put it up to the microphone.
Yeah, that is so ghetto.
Oh, you're kidding me.
But you know what? Maybe that's what they're going for, and I love them for that. They wanted to keep it hood.
Let's just have Courtney on the phone right here.
Courtney, next week when you call, you just call my cell phone. I'm gonna hold you up to the microphone when it's your turn to speak. All right, so they can't get up the hill. Nene says, "Oh, child, I'm gonna come down." She goes down, gets them. The house must have been really close to Nene because she was down there pretty quickly.
What was editing?
No,
we
they
know.
Weren't even near their own house. They were just coming up to.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah. Well, either way, she was there. Nene was there to welcome them.
I thought she was at the rental house. Yeah,
she was at the rental house, like, to welcome them. So they were almost there, and thank goodness.
Oh, so her house is in a different location.
Nene's house, I think, is...
in Beverly Hills. This was in the Hollywood.
Hollywood Hills.
And then the guest house is in the Hollywood Hills.
Which is the tiny little roads overlooking Hollywood and the W sign and all that.
Yes, people.
I know, girl. Thank you.
Well, but our fans
I'm telling our fans.
Hey, let me tell you, people. I know you're probably like, why do they keep talking about the damn Hollywood Hills? Those are dangerous. They are very scary. I went to the Hollywood sign yesterday, and I was like, first of all, I'm not even drunk. I'm not nothing. I'm driving up these hills scared for my damn life.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan and them get a bad rap getting into accidents on those roads. But the first time I saw it, I can understand. And there's no cell phone service. Nene's like, I never have cell phone service. That's so true.
That's so true just about L.A., period. Like, they ain't got no towers out here. All right, so... Nene says, I want my privacy. I don't want no one staying at my house. We can all understand that, right?
I love how it went from her house to her and Greg's house now.
Me, I noticed that too in the beginning of the episode. She's like, me and Greg are getting our house ready.
Well, didn't you notice
that?
Their chemistry lately has been really, really good. Since I think LA was a really good trip for them.
Because she needed him out here. Like, I'm sure he is helping out a lot. And not only that, it's a familiar face. I mean...
I just feel like he's such a grandfather.
He
gives me the grandpa swag. Like, you know what, Nene? You just gotta forgive and forget.
But Nene gives that too.
He might be grandpa, but he can put it on Nene because she likes it.
Thank you for that, Courtney.
So Nene,
that visual,
beautiful images.
Nene lets them know, you know, okay, I'm having a party. I need y'all to come 9 o'clock tonight. The girls are kind of tired. And whatnot. So Phaedra ends up coming. The girls tell Phaedra, hey, we got to be at Nene's. Phaedra looks over it. I'm assuming the girls took a nap, and that's kind of what held them up.
Yeah. Well, Courtney, we were, like, really confused because the cameras just weren't there. The cameras weren't showing why they were late. And I really wanted the cameras to be at Nene's house. Like, where the F are they? Why aren't they here? And then at first I was mad. Like, why isn't Nene just calling them to see where they are? But if she has other guests at her house, she cannot be taking the time to go into the other room to call the girls. So Cynthia, at least, you would think Cynthia would be texting her, like, we're 45 minutes late. Okay, now we're an hour and a half late. We're late.
Well, that's what they said on Watch What Happens Live after the episode, is that Cynthia had been in touch with her the whole time.
Okay.
Which I kind of figured.
And that they were just taking forever because that's what they do.
Like, Phaedra was already 3 hours late. Her flight was 3 hours late, so... Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why they... Never mind. I'm not going to be rude.
Why would you not be rude? We were rude all the damn time. Why wouldn't you be rude right now?
Why not be rude now?
Be rude, Mikey. Let's hear it.
Like, okay... When they arrived at the party, it's not like they looked that amazing anyway.
I know. Yeah. They kind of did look like they rolled off the plane.
Yeah. So I'm
like, I think that was part of the point. They're just late all the time for no good reason.
Just giving black people a bad name.
Exactly. Well, that's why they got CP time, but I would kick them out too.
So now, figuring out, Nene was just over. She called her at 11 p.m. like, we on our way, girl. She was like, well, y'all better not come. She's like, you might as well just turn right around. And Kenya asked, talking about, we just gonna show up. When she sees our faces, she's just gonna smile.
I know. I think Nene was, you know how some people are like, well, don't come because they just want to really see if you'll come. I really don't think Nene wanted them to come.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. I mean, there could be different scenarios here. One, it could just be like Nene said, like, well, two things, actually. One, she had some really important people in there, like Ryan. Because I picture Ryan Murphy, obviously, has always said he's a fan of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So I could see her being like, oh, all the girls are going to be here. And, you know, Ryan Murphy just being excited as just all, you know, a gay man. Like, really? I just want to hang out with the girls. Like, so she probably bigged it up. Ooh, the cameras are going to be here. And bigged it up to the people in Hollywood because that's what Nene has. Is Real Housewives of Atlanta.
But I don't think he was there. She would have said it for sure. She would have been like, I got Ryan Murphy in there. I don't think it was anybody kind of like that important.
Okay, so could it be that? Or she just really pissed because she spent mad money on like servers. Like they were going to walk in. It was going to be elegant as all damn hell.
Yeah.
Or she was trying to show out in front of certain guests that she had invited to that party.
I like Mikey's theory. Say your theory that you
said
before.
Well, what I thought, I thought she's in a new crowd, and it is probably predominantly white fans of hers because they love Nene, and they're, like, amazed by being here at Nene. And so she wants to put on the persona, like, I run this show. So what I say goes. So they're late. They're 3 hours late. Watch this. Y'all ain't coming in. And I'm sticking to my word. And then she went back into the guest, and the guest was like, damn, girl, you run that.
You're just like you are on the show.
Yeah. That was my theory. That was my theory.
Courtney, what do you think?
Dang, that's kind of harsh.
It is, but I mean,
I can see a little bit of truth in that.
I mean, I can see it a little bit, but I honestly think she was mad as hell because she spent all that money on them and had everything all set up all pretty, and she was excited to show off. But the fact that she's got her nice house and she got all these nice new dishes and
hang
she got
on, no.
special whoever her Hollywood so-called friends are that would be there to sort of, you know, schmooze and whatever. And I think she was just mad as hell for real.
But she's very rich, though.
But she still could have, if she wanted to show off her dishes that much and her waiters that much, she could have still had them come in. Nothing
no, girl, because
changed.
She said...
No. It was midnight!
Yeah. I know.
First of all, when you think about it, you know, when you plan a party and you have people serving and things like that, you're not going to have them there for that many hours. Maybe 2 to 3 hours the most to serve, and then they clean up. By midnight, she said, they're packing up. Like, even though there might have still been guests in there, like, you're not going to come in and start a party, and then we're going to be here for another 3 hours. I got stuff to do. I have a child. What do you mean, what?
I've been to so many parties where I've arrived 3 hours late, and it was catered.
Well, guess what? It ain't me. It's because you wouldn't
party.
Be going in.
This was like a dinner at her house.
Dinner.
Like, this wasn't like, oh, I'm having a big old party.
Okay,
from
dinner party, and I've arrived
whenever.
Late, and it's usually like there's leftovers since you missed on the beginning part, then you have to go fend for yourself and pick it up yourself. It's not like you have to go home.
Well, she was saying, my peoples are done. I done paid for this. Y'all weren't here for that. The food is cold. So you know what? Y'all want something to eat? Here's some cheese and crackers. Y'all, toodaloo. Bye. My favorite thing, though, I do got to say, Kenya did give a nice little read. She said, can we give you a good hug? Nini said, no, bitch. And then Kenya goes and runs to the table and she said, I love what you do on my dining room table.
Just had to throw that in there.
She did. I like that.
I think Kenya, honestly, I wrote down that I think Kenya made that whole situation a little better, because if it had just been Candy, Ken would have been like, fine, F you. Kenya made the whole situation better, I thought. I didn't think she really came off as annoying. She like kind of made it to where the next morning it's not a big deal. Kenya kept a happy face. Ken was like, yeah, Candy's right. It did get a little awkward. It's like, Candy's like, why are we standing here begging to be let in? I don't think Kenya was begging. I think she wanted, before everybody left, for Nini to be okay.
For
and Nini did crack a smile.
Happy,
yeah.
And Candy was sticking to that black people time. She's like, we always late.
And what I can understand with Candy is like, Nini, you late to everything. Literally, to every... You were
I
late
said
to
that
your
too.
Own event. But this was a dinner party. She was excited. She probably had expectations like, I can't wait to show these girls. We're going to do a, you know, it's going to be elaborate. It's going to be exciting. Look how when they went to Crustaceans later, that restaurant, she wanted them to try everything. She's excited. This is a new world for them to come and see her on this pedestal. Like, I don't know. I can understand Nini.
It's not
situation.
A new world. I don't necessarily feel like it's a new world for them. Maybe for Nini.
It's a new world for Nini to be bringing them in. For them to be coming and seeing her world.
Okay, yeah.
And so she just got offended by it. I feel it.
Oh, I love Portia said, it is a bit disrespectful. It's like, yeah, girl, it is. 3 hours late, it's midnight. I was telling the guys that during the day it might be a little different. If, you know, you said come at 1 and people don't show up till like 3 or 4. Right. But at night, I mean, it's midnight. And she even said something talking about her son. She's like, my kid has to, and then it cut off. But her kid was home, like, obviously, too.
Right, and if your kid had to do anything, first of all, 9 o'clock is a late dinner.
Yeah.
Like,
but she was giving them
the
time to
nap.
Yeah.
Because they weren't getting in town until 7.
All right, you're right.
Black people time. I didn't eat dinner till like 10 o'clock in my household sometimes. 9
so,
if I had hired some caterers to cook and I said dinner is served at 9 and y'all showed up at midnight, I wouldn't even came to the door.
I wouldn't even buzz you in at the gate. Like,
we've been knocking on that window. Courtney.
I would just be looking at you.
Do you think Greg should have given him the plate?
Yeah.
I mean, Greg was being nice.
You know, one thing I noticed about Greg, he's always the person that brings in, is civility the right word to use?
Yeah,
he's
just a typical guy in a room full of girls trying to make everything run smooth. Yeah.
But I kind of feel like he threw a little shade because you only gave him a plate with cheese and crackers.
And olives.
I thought he put steak and stuff
First
on
of
it,
all,
No.
She said she's great. Now, first of all, I wouldn't mind the plate of cheese and crackers, but you dare throw some damn olives on my plate, like just loose, rolling around the tinfoil. No.
Did anybody catch how he handed Cynthia the Corona?
Yeah.
No?
I was like, Cynthia better get it.
But, you know, Candy was complaining, but that plate wasn't in the limo anymore. She ate that.
She ate that.
But then she complained that there was no dessert on the plate. Come on, Candy.
Was that Candy or Kenya?
I thought it was Candy.
I don't know. If I was 3 hours late, I would have never had the courage to ask for a to-go plate. I would have been like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going straight to Fat Burger, which they did anyway. Why did she cause such a big deal about the plate? I can't believe they asked for a plate.
So they went to Fat Burger, which was obviously the one right on Hollywood and whatever, right across from Chick-fil-A, because Portia got her some Chick-fil-A.
Hollywood and Highland.
All right, so they wake up. Kenya decides, you know what? Everything's peaceful. I'm gonna cook some breakfast.
Like the help.
Yeah, like the help.
She only said that like 5 times.
Like,
I'm gonna cook like the help.
All right, there you go, Kenya. she says she has no time for Phaedra until she wants an apology from Phaedra. Girl, that ain't gonna happen. Because you both want apologies from each other.
Yeah.
So it ain't gonna happen.
I wanted her to shower and put some clothes on before she started making food for
right?
people.
Right? She's making eggs in a sports bra? Gross.
Because she had worked out. And I was like, that's kind of nasty.
Right? You sweating blood, sweating tears over the food? Ooh.
But I'm like, the audacity of you, Kenya, to expect an apology from Phaedra first.
Hold up. But you know what? I'm going to give Kenya the up hand. She made breakfast for everybody. Because you know what?
That is not hard.
Girl, no, but that's a bigger person than me, because if I really disliked somebody that I was staying with, I would have had a real cute breakfast for myself. Like, good morning, guys. I've been up for 3 hours.
Exactly.
Eating
but
my
I
egg
think
whites.
Cynthia,
he would have got them egg whites thrown in his face then. Shoot.
No, they right in my mouth.
Sure, no, would've. I think Kenya totally. I think they kept mentioning that Cynthia is the one that cooks. I think Cynthia would have got up and genuinely nicely made everyone breakfast. Kenya only did it to say, look, made everyone breakfast. Look, I've been up since 7 a.m. Look, I already got my workout in. She just wanted everyone to. There was not a nice bone in her body.
I didn't look at it like that. I really didn't. And you know I'd be the first one to call it some shade on her. I really didn't take that like that.
She's like, I've been up since, I've already been doing this. I made breakfast for everyone. Like, I don't think she was trying to do it to be nice. Right, Courtney?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you said uh-huh.
You take a bath before you start cooking other people's food. I'm sorry.
I do agree with that. That was, And she was sucking in her stomach, too.
Yeah, she had the line. Her invisible belly.
She was holding those abs in.
Cynthia tried to throw light shade at Phaedra talking about, I feel like Kenya's trying to... They're both doing their workout videos out here. Kenya's trying to throw shade at... That's what it was. I bet you Phaedra left with Apollo, because if they both were filming their videos out here at that time, Phaedra had to come with Apollo.
I can see that.
So that's probably why she took the other flight.
They just said she missed her flight.
It could be a number of reasons.
Oh, could have.
She purposely missed her flight.
Had we seen this episode, we could have asked her when she came in, but damn.
Yeah.
So, all right, they do their little breakfast thing. Portia, I love you, girl, but you can't work the damn Kruger machine. Like, you just put the little thing in.
It took me a few times
I still can't work it.
Seriously, it took me a couple.
You pop a cup in it.
Literally.
If you've never used it before, it's hard.
It is.
You put the thing in, close it, and press the damn button.
But if you've never done it before, you don't really know that.
If somebody's there to tell you, then maybe it'd be easy.
All right, Courtney.
Look at it this way: if Kenya knows how to use it and she sees Portia struggling, why not tell her how to use it?
She said, "Isn't that the creamer?"
Yeah,
right.
Look, I'm sticking for Kenya up for Kenya on this one. She was damn cooking. She cooked regular bacon, turkey bacon, all types.
It's not that hard.
She did a nice thing.
Grits is not that hard to cook.
And it probably smells and tasted like
armpit. Well, great. Then next week, I want some damn food
I want some grits right now. That sounds good.
That's what I want.
That
next
would
week.
Be good right
some
now.
Butter.
All right. Well, you know what we're going to do right now is shout out to everybody at home for watching us. We appreciate you tuning in every single week. We love the YouTube comments. As you see, we talk with you guys too. But everyone, please, please, please get us to number one on iTunes. Download, rate, subscribe to us, leave us a comment. And we will give you a shout out on the show. A couple
number
people
one.
We want to shout out is M Rigby 002.
What up?
42 years a fan. We haven't been around that long, but
damn, 42 years.
Good lord.
Haley's mom.
How old do you think I am?
We love you, though.
Haley's mom, who I'm going to shout out because I believe she left a comment on our YouTube page and said, "Don't think I'm old. I'm just using my mom's username." So shout out to you.
We
you should have left us your name on there.
We love you. We love you.
And then Treezy J.O., shout out to you.
Whoa, hold up. What was that name? Can you say that again?
Treezy J.O.
All right, Treezy.
But we have two people that I really want to shout out. One, RTG Daisy Monk had a question for us. And yes, I'm going to say I love you for being such a fan of us. And don't take this in any type of negative way, but bitch, please, you know. Look, so here they were wondering.
The question?
They were wondering if they're a little naive to the show because when they watch the show, they like to forget that the cameras are following them around,
aww,
and they like to also believe that they don't kind of create storylines. So they could not believe at all that Kenya would fake her anything having to do with cancer because it's such a serious topic.
Well, a lot of people can't believe that.
What?
So, okay.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We'd all like to believe
welcome
that.
To Hollywood, that's for sure.
Welcome
right.
to Hollywood.
So that, you know, that's something that as we've done so many reality shows and talked to some of the people, it is true that they do kind of create.
It's not even doing so many
exaggerate.
We have,
that's a good word.
All of us have so many friends that have done reality shows and they give us the real behind a reality show, and it's just that reality shows are not reality,
and because they're just boring otherwise we'd change the channel. They have to,
right? They have
so,
to.
I'm so sorry to ruin, because they were like, I can't believe you guys call it a modern day soap opera. Yeah,
it is a modern day
but
soap opera.
Shout out to you for watching us, we appreciate it. Call in 424-256-1633 and bitch please, that was that's a positive
good,
comment
that's a,
if I say
he
if
calls
I call
everybody
him, yes.
a bitch.
Alright,
not-
the other person, ladies and gentlemen, this is, if you ain't go to iTunes yet, please, you got to, because I gotta give a shout out to Daniel J, because this man, I'm not gonna tell you what he said, you need to go to iTunes, download, rate, subscribe,
what?
Copy, and then look at his comment.
I love him.
Daniel Red for the Gods, like Daniel, we need you to call in, and I need to hit you
can
up on
I
Twitter
know?
Or something.
I mean,
no, he just read everybody on the show. And it is, I must. He needs to come.
Yeah, call
after
in.
After
yeah.
Buzz or
the
no,
show.
Not us. He
the
loves
show.
Us. He talked. Oh. He went in for the show. He needs to sit in on with us one day. So shout out to you guys. Thank you. If you guys want to shout out, leave a name, Twitter handle on iTunes.
We have the best fans. I always tweet us links during the
yes.
week. Like, I'll forget a little bit during, like, on a Wednesday, and then they're like, look at this video. Look at this news clip. We have the best fans.
So, yeah, we talked to you guys all, throughout the whole week. And the other thing someone actually tweeted at me, now, you know I love me some Phaedra, but it's funny. Today I'm sticking up for Kenya, and I'm about to go after Phaedra. Phaedra Parks is in a music video.
Is she pregnant?
Playing, I think she is, playing a video girl.
She is too old.
And it's for a rapper called Cash Out, which one?
Never heard
girl,
of him.
Why? I've heard of him, and I'm sad that I've even heard of him, actually. And she's in the video, and she does her little booty donkey shake thing, and
oh my God.
There's this thing where they go into the doctors, and the doctor is Andy Dick. And Andy Dick checks out Phaedra's ass and
hey,
says, gives it a double thumbs up. And the rapper asked Phaedra to be in it because apparently they must. She probably got him out on bail or something.
I like feel that. Like Apollo had something to do with this.
And
dude, you gotta do my boy's video.
I don't know what
they
it
made
was.
At the strip club.
Yeah,
but it was supposed to be publicity for her new donkey booty video. But Phaedra, that was a negative.
It's kind of a smart move.
No.
What? I mean. If her audience was to be that ratchet ghetto girl that wants to get in shape and get her booty right, that would be the right route to go with.
You know,
if her and if she was trying to reach a broader audience, then yeah, it would kind of look a little stupid. But knowing Phaedra, she's a smart girl. I think she's there's something behind that. And I'd like to know.
She should have.
Maybe it's her cousin.
Right? Maybe. You know what? There you go. Maybe
it
it's. Her, I'm gonna go
be.
With that. Hopefully, it's her cousin. Anyways,
but she better not. But I'll tell you one thing: she better not been dropping it low with the baby in the.
She
with,
was dropping
with
it
a gut
low.
Full of human yeah. being.
Oh, with a gut full of Apollo.
What did she say? Uterus
for real.
Or something? A
was
full
that?
Uterus?
I know. Why is it her gut? Dude?
A full uterus.
Boom.
Is your uterus full? All right. So the girls go to the groundlings. Apparently, Kenya set this up because she just knows all about
which
the
is annoying. I forget who pointed it out, but this isn't the Kenya tour guide. This
I feel
is
like we're in
thing.
Iraq right now. I'm going through it.
Turn on my gun with the wind.
All right, so they go there, and the guy kind of seems, at first, seemed a little annoyed.
Yeah, he totally seemed annoyed, right, Courtney? When they walked in and he's sitting on the steps, he was like, my God. And so immediately they all turn into actresses. They follow Kenya's lead, and they're all actresses. But Kenya starts off, she's like, I've been an actress for 18 years. And is it me, or did she just pick every popular black movie and say she was in it? Seriously.
Well, she was.
Well, technically she has. Has she? Everything she said, actually.
What role?
Bitch,
like,
if you walking in the background, you still a part of that movie.
No.
You were movies I didn't even
names.
Know she was
they
in.
They were just co-stars for most of them, but like, she had some...
Deliver
episodes.
Us from Eva. That
she
was a big movie.
But
she what was
not,
she?
She was not a big part in that movie.
But like what? Did
no,
she
but Waiting
speak?
To Exhale. Didn't she say Waiting to Exhale?
Yes, that's
what she said. Waiting to Exhale, and that one, I don't remember her being in
I
at
don't
all.
Either.
Girl, like I said, you can be... I was an actor in Courtney's project
she
that she has. You can catch me at the second table to the left
right.
in the back of Courtney. I mean...
Yes, you can.
Right, you know, and Courtney, why don't you give them a shout-out for what that is. Give yourself a little plug.
That's our web series, Not Quite Fabulous. You can find us at notquitefabulous.com.
Right.
Check out Jesse acting and me too.
There you go.
Cool.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't have no lines, but I was a part of the movie. I worked with Courtney Stewart.
Yeah.
Just like Kenya worked with Whitney
Will
Houston.
Smith and Whitney Houston. It's like she just kept trying to think of more powerful people in the business. Who saves Whitney Houston for last? If you work with Whitney Houston, I would say that
girl
first.
Because she was reaching in the back
exactly,
of her
exactly, reaching. Like 1985.
But whatever.
But
then Cynthia talking about like, damn the Cosby Show. Like, girl...
That's pretty
first,
epic.
That is huge.
That's
but,
huge, but at least she kept saying it was a small role. I guarantee
it was
still speaking.
It
was
a one-liner.
But yeah, Sarah was still speaking.
And you know what? Respect to that because she did say that it was a small... She gave it credit.
She said
credit
it like five
due.
Times.
She didn't have no role like Tyra on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's
oh,
all.
Boy. Bye. Why are you even comparing them? So, okay. The game that they have to do is the girls have to fire complaints at each other. I mean,
no,
compliments. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That was the best thing I've ever seen.
Yo.
That was actually
did you guys
really
catch on? I think Phaedra went first. They were being, like, Kenya was being really mean. She's like, look at those bunions. That's on
yeah.
your feet, right?
Yeah.
Those
what
are your feet.
What was that about?
Like, Phaedra looked really uncomfortable because clearly she has bunions. Like, no offense, but obviously she does. And she was really uncomfortable. She was.
You think?
Well, yes. They're like, those are the best bunions I've ever seen. And Phaedra's like...
I'm like, Kenya,
petrified.
Kenya is too old to be acting that way.
And girl, yeah. And not only Phaedra, I love you, but red, them red pants, like, mm-mm.
Oh, we're giving Phaedra a hard time. Portia was cracking me up.
Portia, what did she say?
Portia
look
was
at
cracking me
forehead.
Up.
Cynthia, your forehead is awesome. Girl.
No.
What did you say? Your belly button, you said.
The best
belly
one with Kenya.
Is invisible or whatever she said.
She said, girl, your belly button is invisible. That's the best I could come up with.
That's the only
Kenya
nice
more.
Thing I can say.
But Lord, it's the truth because that belly button is the... Her stomach is very... I will say Kenya has a nice figure.
But wait,
but
is that
stomach?
A good thing for your belly button to be invisible?
No,
I thought she was calling her out for like a tummy tuck because you know sometimes when you get
that's what
tuck,
I thought.
Oh.
That's what I thought too.
Right.
Ooh.
That's what I thought.
That makes
that
sense.
Was my
I
first
didn't
thought.
Get it. Your belly button is invisible. Portia was killing me.
She was. So Nene shows up. She's mad late. And Nene, what were you wearing?
I like that shirt.
She was cool.
That was dope.
Well, she was not cool with
those,
them
like,
pants that were
jorts.
Falling down her
like,
pink thong falling out and stuff like that.
She
no
wears,
one
like,
needed to see
short,
that.
Short jean
maybe
shorts.
Maybe she's losing weight and the pants is...
And if she is, claps to that, but get a belt, girl.
Down.
Get a belt.
I know she wasn't wearing that big old pink stretchy ass thong.
Yeah. You know what? I love Nene, so we ain't going to talk about that.
You know Greg pushed that to the side that morning.
Oh,
and it didn't even wait, but it wasn't even.
God, I can't believe I said that. I'm sorry.
That's the worst thing you've ever said.
It wasn't even sitting on her ass the way it should have been sitting. But
stop.
Whatever.
I'm like crying.
But whatever. All right, so Nene takes the girls on a tour Paramount, which was a cute, fun little situation.
It was.
Again, Kenya with the driving was telling Nene how to turn around with the damn, whatever it's called, golf cart situation. Thought it was cool. She was a little nervous about bringing them there.
Yeah, just because
we saw our trailer.
Yeah.
Which those star trailers, I mean, Kenya's right. Like, if you're a nobody, like on the set, that star trailer, the exact same one inside, is a bathroom. Mm-hmm. You can't tell from the outside, but it's a bathroom. And
that was a Kenya's big up was, to like, Kenya for nice. Yeah. Admitting that.
Yeah, yeah. I was very surprised she did that. And Nene's was nice.
So then Nene decides to take them to Crustaceans, which is in Beverly Hills, which I want to go to so bad.
Been there, Mom.
Hand claps for Mike.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's quite tasty.
Thanks,
it's
quite
tasty. And Phaedra sits next to Kenya, which I'm like, girl, why would you do that when there was a seat right next to Portia?
She could have sat there. Did she sit there on purpose?
I don't know. She sat there. Well, I don't know why
so
she did that.
At the house, during breakfast, Kenya said, Phaedra's like acting like nothing's happening between us with the workout video. Good. Good for Phaedra. Isn't that how you're supposed to act when you're an adult and you're on a girl's vacation? Mm-hmm. Kenya was like giving her a hard time for it. She's acting like everything's just fine. Good.
Just but like you're acting everything's fine with Portia.
Yes.
But like what would you rather her do?
Exactly.
Treat you like crap?
Exactly. So then at dinner, you start dinner because I got something to say
and you
about
know,
dinner.
You know... Don't treat Kenya like crap because she'll get out and walk off. Like,
which
I know, that's what I
want
to, yeah.
So Nene tries to pawn Kenya off on the damn restaurant guy, like the busboy.
Like. And he was like, no, boo, I only dated my race.
No, weren't they trying to imply that Nene, maybe I'm totally wrong on this, were they trying to imply that Nene like hangs out with that guy?
No, I think they were trying to.
Right?
I felt like they were trying to imply that Nene goes there often because she was like, give them everything that I like to taste.
But because she hangs out with that guy like old John that was buying her the heels.
Maybe she does.
Is that what, Courtney, did you get that? Because that's
what I got that. I actually was watching the episode again right before we started and I was like, wait a second. There was a moment at the table and then she kind of brushed it off and tapped Kenya. And I was like, Nene. Yep. Maybe that was one of her friends.
Well, you know what? Nene knows how to get her some free Louboutin and also some free
dinner.
Seafood.
I'm not mad at a girl.
I wonder what Greg thinks about that special friend she used to have.
Well, her and Greg weren't together at that time.
He's playing with her song now.
Oh, I needed to bring this up, and this is for the fans and also for the panel here. What does everybody think of, or what do we think Kenya feels about Nene's sudden acting success? Because she is a veteran, as she states. And she's obviously not known or relevant in the acting world right now. How do you think she feels?
How do you think she feels?
Yeah, how do you think Kenya feels about Nene all of a sudden being on a hit show and doing the things that probably Kenya should have been doing?
I don't think Kenya looks at her like... I think she looks at her in the sense of like... Kenya feels like she's an established actor and I feel like Kenya looks at Nene like, oh, she, you know, she's getting up good and she's playing these little roles.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kenya can be very polite and very nice and well-mannered, so I feel like she was being nice to Nene, like with the trailer and stuff, and this might sound mean, but you know what, Kenya, I think Kenya's really pretty, and she's more like trying to be the Beyonce, Tyra Banks type. I think like if Nene looked more like her and acted more like her, it would be more of a competition, but Nene's the complete opposite, so Nene doing her thing on the new normal doesn't affect Kenya,
because
they're not direct competition, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Courtney?
I think if anything, Kenya sees it as another opportunity. Like, okay, well, we gonna be BFF.
Exactly.
This might be my second come up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So then, awkward at the table, the girls bring up Phaedra's video.
No, the girls do not bring it up. It's Portia, and she brings it up in the scenes from next week. She's doing it on purpose.
Portia's
so the only
evil
one that brings it up.
I
She's
love
like,
Portia.
So. Is that the workout video?
And you
She's
notice
evil.
Every scene that Kenya was getting uncomfortable, they would cut to a scene of Portia smiling.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you
and
get.
That was Portia did two things at the table that were kind of shady. She did that, asked Phaedra about the video. Phaedra said, oh, everything's coming along good. Then Cynthia asked Kenya about her video, and then which actually just got released a week or two ago. And it's called Kenya Booty Boot Camp.
I like that.
She said it was going to be released in December. But she probably held off for a little bit because Phaedra and them released theirs at the end of November. And as soon as they released the Kenya's title name, they'd go to Phaedra, and Phaedra said, I would not like to share that right now. Yeah. But Phaedra, I'm disappointed because you should have threw shade right there and been like, well, mine's called Phaedra Booty Boot Camp.
She should have done that.
I would have loved some.
But I think Phaedra knew what she was doing because her not telling irked Kenny. You know, Kenny was dying to know what it was. Dying.
You know what? I think Phaedra was just trying to save face. She didn't. She knew this was an uncomfortable topic, and they're all here to have a good time, and maybe it was best for her to stay away from that topic at the time. Now, you know, that is just my take. It could be a whole bunch of things why she decided not to. She says it was because I don't want her to steal it.
Or she didn't have her name yet.
Or she didn't. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, so then Kenya talk about awkward conversations. Someone brings up the whole Walter thing. She explains she broke
up. I think they were talking about just guys in general, and Kenya's like, well, I wasn't going to say anything. Oh, I'm not going to say anything. It's like, bitch, no one asked you. Like,
bitch, you better upon yourself.
She's like, I broke up with Walter. And it's like, everybody knew. Tell me one of those girls did not know that you two were broken up.
Right. And
everybody
the shade knew. That. And obviously they knew because Cynthia said, I know you told us not to invite him to anything.
Yes. Well, no. Cynthia said, do you want us to? So I think right then Kenya said maybe no. And so then like 5 minutes later, Cynthia was like, I know you don't want us to. Because Cynthia asked first.
All right.
She goes, so would you prefer us not to invite him to anything? And then I think it jumped a few minutes.
Okay.
That's a big LOL.
What's it called? She said, you know, Peter might have invited him to a man party. She said, that's fine. And then Portia's talking about... Portia. Whoa, Walter was at... Oh, who ain't? No,
somebody brought up the fact
Cynthia.
That... Cynthia said, well...
Walter was at Porsche's party because Cynthia went with Peter.
And then Porsche's shade.
Yeah, he had a great time.
Oh, that was like Kenya like queen bitch look.
And Kenya talking about, well, I didn't get my invite. And I love Nene where she said, well, I think, you know, it was Cordell's birthday and he invited the people. Kenya talking about invited just because he only knew him because of me. Yeah. No, bitch. Apparently, everyone done either slept with Walter or is friends with Walter before you, girl. Like,
I can't imagine who slept
with
Walter.
That's a ho sit down moment.
Phaedra's right, though. She said it before. She said it to us here in the show that Walter, like, gets around.
But Phaedra alluded to the fact on this episode that Walter has a big penis.
Oh, all right.
Did anybody catch that?
Why can't he have a big penis?
I can see him.
I'm sure that old Cracker Jack box dude has a big old penis,
but
damn.
Him and Greg just be slinging around ATL.
Who is he slinging that D to?
Apparently a lot of people. Apparently.
I don't understand the Walter hatred, Mikey.
Girl, me either.
It's
so
not
Kenya,
hatred. I don't
Kenya
hate my dad.
Crying.
I love my dad. I'm just saying he's on that level.
What?
I don't want to hear about Walter.
You just can't deal with older people? Anyways, Kenya runs off crying. Nene chases Kenya's. The girl's still talking trash. And Kenya talks about, I don't want to share certain things with the girls. Well, bitch, you shouldn't have brought it up at the damn table.
You shouldn't have brought it up. But... yeah, I guess she shouldn't have brought it up. But Kenya had a really, really good point. She tried really hard this whole trip, I think. She tried to keep things calm and keep things fun and keep things light. And she said it. I don't know if
but
she said it.
But you didn't? Nope, she did a half-ass.
No, but it doesn't matter. She still tried, and she says it always comes down to a dinner table. They pick at her, and they pick at her, and then when she walks off, they give her a hard time for being crazy.
How did they pick at her?
So they need to stop walking off and sit there and say, look, Trick, I've been nice to you this whole trip. Watch your mouth. I'm done with it.
You're
stop
right.
Stop running away.
Or stop being so sensitive. You're an adult. Everybody was being picked on. That whole table. They brought up Phaedra's issue. They brought up, I don't know who else's issue they brought up. No, it's like, it's an adult conversation.
They picked on,
like,
they were targeting Phaedra and Kenya.
I think Kenya is a little sensitive, which is a problem, but they do, like,
Phaedra let them know, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to say. So Kenya could have been like, well, she did say, I don't want to talk about Walter anymore. But she continued to egg it on and say things that they were continually talking about Walter.
And my thing is you were throwing shade throughout the whole trip towards Phaedra. Yeah, you were being nice to everyone, but if Phaedra's being cordial with you and you're staying in a house with her, you should have been cordial back. Obviously, Phaedra felt whatever you were giving off to her. And then all of a sudden, you talking about... everyone else was talking about Walter. Phaedra wasn't talking about Walter. You talking about, I want to punch Phaedra in the face.
That's right. What I'm curious about, because I looked down for a split second and Kenya was gone. I'm like, whoa, what? Who said the thing that made her get up and leave? What happened? Because I missed that split second.
It was Candy, Portia, and Cynthia talking.
Yeah, they were talking.
I literally just looked down and then I got back up and she was gone.
But honestly, Cynthia should have let it go instead of bringing it up. I just have to say one more thing.
Yeah.
That, like, no, it was like, Cynthia, just shut up. Just shut up.
But clearly she was mad at Phaedra because, yeah, she tells Nene, I want to effing punch Phaedra in the face. I was like, whoa.
And we'll get, I guess they're going to confront each other next week. And with that, let's go into predictions.
Ooh-hoo.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so they go to the strip club, and I love Phaedra for talking about, ooh, girl, you shave real
and
nice
the girl's
down
like,
there.
Thank you.
With her legs behind her head. Like,
she's like, thank you very much.
On national television.
I loved it.
Thank God it was a white girl this time because, oh.
Yeah, she's like a cute white girl.
I can't see another black girl. No. Bad Girls Club has already given me bad images.
I can't. So then Kenya wants an apology from Phaedra. We're going to get their confrontation next week, which should be pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should heat up because when we had Phaedra in here, it seemed like they still were not on good terms.
And who started it? Porsha.
Of course.
She's like, maybe you guys should get
guarantee
this for your workout videos.
Yep. Guarantee you producers are in Porsha's ear saying, look, if you want to stay next season,
you
need
something.
A storyline.
Yep.
Turn up the heat.
Which rumor has it, I heard Kenya and Porsha are not coming back next
what?
Season.
Yeah, that's what the rumor has
what?
Been.
If they didn't bring back Kenya, it's like the show's over.
Yeah.
She brought new life into this
But she
season.
Isn't a housewife. And
it doesn't matter. None of them are.
I know.
But understand that I kind of understand if they don't come back next season, I think I could understand why the producers don't want them
it
to come
like
back.
It is like same old, same old.
Well, they better bring in some fire for next season. And then the last one is Porsha says, I'm proud that my man let me on the trip. Girl,
oh, yeah.
You did not word that correctly.
And then, wait, and then she had to like reiterate, yes, I said let me. It was like, girl, you sound so stupid.
You said the
Shut
same
up.
Point.
That's what you shouldn't have said the first time and you just reiterated it.
I can't, but that's all we have for you guys this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys check out Serial Buddies in your local theaters at the AMC Theaters. When, Marissa?
This week, Friday, right?
Friday, March 8th.
Friday
Starting
8th.
This Friday, so make sure you guys check that out. Also this Friday, make sure you guys check out blackhollywoodlive.com. Super exciting. We have Hot Topics this Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You guys, make sure you follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Follow me on Twitter and keep the conversation going at DJ Jesse J.
And Steph Bauer TV.
At Mikey3000Watts and SoundCloud.com, Mikey Watts.
And Courtney at...
Stuart Starlet.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.